Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday. Monday, November the 1st, or November the 2nd, 2015. And the time is 12 noon. I'm sorry, 12:30. 12:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding school schedule for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. Spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sister, we have a very important topic. Today, we want to talk about your energy signature. Everybody has a certain signature. Some of us, you know, it has many different terms, names, labels. At the end of the day, there is a certain vibe that we all vibrate on or that we all oscillate on, for lack of a better term. And it is that vibe. It is that frequency that we become known by. And so when we talk about the energy vibe, it goes in line with what we are discussing during our afternoon series when we're talking about the metaphysics of eternal life. And so there is a certain signature frequency that everybody has.
And the reason why this signature frequency is so important for you to under, over, and understand, because your entire life is established by this frequency. That means you create your frequency, then your frequency creates you. Let me say that again. I don't know if we really understood that. Now, you got to let that sink in for a moment. Like, this is one of the most important things that I struggle with, and most people I know struggle with it, and it's the spiritual path to understanding that you, my brothers and sisters, have a certain way that you view the world. And it is this way that you view the world that establishes the way that the world views you. So people treat you the way you treat them. You bring about what you think about. Now, when we were younger, that may have been a little different. But now that you are an adult, now that you have the ability to think for yourself, now that you have the ability to formulate your own belief system, now you can actually choose ye this day whom ye will serve. So you have this ability, my brothers and sisters, that's given to you by your Creator. The Scripture talks about it, and it calls it free will. Although that free will is limited, it's still free. And so all of your power or lack of power is the result of how you think, because you bring about what you think about. You create your environment, and then your environment creates you. You create your environment. Then your environment creates you. Now, that is your energy. Energy is your entity. Your entity is your energy in motion, or your entity in motion, or your emotion. So your emotion, my brother, your emotion, my sister, is the most, one of the most important things for you to wrap your brain around. Because if you don't really understand that your emotional state is what you remember. Every time you remember something, you return your biology back to that chemical state. So if you're remembering negative events, your body doesn't know the difference between the real and the fake. And so your body thinks that that remembrance is real. So your body proceeds to establish an energy frequency of that mindset. Every time you remember something, you return your MEMS. Now, remember, the MEM is the biological replication and replication establish a genetic change in your DNA. Your mind changes your DNA. That's your signature. That's your energy frequency. So everywhere you go, everybody knows you. When you walk into the room, people know you by your vibe. They don't know you by your name. They don't know you by the way that you look. Everybody has a certain vibe. Everybody sends off a certain attitude. You meet somebody, every time you meet that person, you say, man, that person always has an attitude. You meet somebody and you immediately say, man, that person has a good attitude or a bad attitude. And so what establishes your attitude? Your mind, your mindset. You can change your attitude anytime you want. Because who establishes that attitude that you have right now? You did. When you woke up this morning, you chose what attitude. But how did you choose it? It was chosen for you. How? By your subconscious mind. So what if you were to challenge that mindset that your subconscious mind gave you? The subconscious mind gave you that mindset because you established it before you woke up. You don't have to stay in that vibe. You can change your vibe anytime you want. That's what we are discussing, and how to connect consciously and spiritually with God and your corporate DNA, which is eternal life. And so since everybody has a certain vibe, everybody has a certain frequency, everybody has a certain way of thinking, now comes the hard part. We have to examine how we got there. How do we get our vibe? How do we get our way of thinking? How do we get our particular mental disposition? And why do we continue stay in that mental disposition? We all have to get out of our box. because you cannot change your current environment with the current thinking that created it. Let me say that again. You cannot change the existing environment with the current mindset that created it. You have to discover that there is a deeper dimension. Let me say it again. You have to discover that there is a deeper place. That is called enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm means God in us, in theos. So this new level of consciousness is empowering. So you have to connect with your God consciousness. That is what it's called. That's what I've been saying for eons. And that is what I will continue to say. But each time you connect with your God consciousness, guess what happens? You got a choice to make because you got to leave your old consciousness behind. Now, we got a problem. You got a problem. I got a problem. We all have the same problem. How do you leave your God consciousness behind? Your current belief system, the moment you change it, what happens to the existing belief system, right? Let's say you believe in eating pork. Now, this is a hypothetical example. I'm just making this up. And then you do some research, and you find out, like, you know, like the Muslims, that, you know, eating pork is bad for you. Now you got a pickle. You got a dilemma. You can choose to go with the new belief system that eating pork is bad for you, or you can choose to stay inside that current belief system that says eating pork is not bad for you. That choice is yours. Nobody's going to put a gun to your head. Let's go to another example. You've been saying the name of Jesus. You do some research, and you find out that the name is Yahushua. Now you have a choice to make. Nobody's going to put a gun to your head and tell you to call him Yahushua. You can choose to stay and call him Jesus. That is your decision. Let's go to another example. All your life, you believe that, you know, hey, that you can only work for $12 an hour. There's a new opening, and they're paying you $15 an hour. But your current belief system says you're only worth $12 an hour. So you go to the interview, you tell yourself that I want, because you want more money, but you go to the interview and you stutter. You can't look the person in the eye. They ask you, why should we hire you? And you say, because, you know, I deserve an opportunity. They tell you in the interview, please tell us about something about yourself and what makes you qualified for this position. And you go on and you tell them that, you know, well, you know, I'm a good man and I'm a good person. And so you sabotage your success for the job that pays $15 an hour, because your brain only allows you to make $15 an hour. It will automatically sabotage anything that you do when you go to step outside of your box if you haven't done the groundwork before. And so, myself included, we all have this same pickle. We have an energy signature. As soon as I meet you, in fact, before I meet you, I know everything about you based upon your energy and your vibe. So you send me your energy or your vibe. Now, you may not understand all the details of the science behind it. You don't need to understand the details of the science behind it. All you got to know is that you need to change it. How do I know you need to change it? Because everything that you want is inside of your frequency band, your bandwidth. So let me ask you one question. Is there anything that you want right now today? Anything? So you have everything right now in your life that you want. You have the, you know, like car, right house, you know, a marriage, you know, children, job, your current, you know, bank account, your physical condition, your current spiritual knowledge and understanding, all your relationships, you know, pets, everything you have inside of your life right now. You look around, you examine your life, and you realize that, wow, I am content. There is nothing outside of my existing bandwidth. There is nothing outside of my existing frequency. There is nothing outside of the existing wave or vibration that I am in. Can you honestly make that statement today? That is your spiritual signature. Your energy is your entity. Your entity is your energy in motion, or your emotional signature. Your emotional signature. Your signature, based upon science, they have done tests. They did these tests way back in the 60s, and they discovered that the actual energy of very high energy people is around 50 to 250 megahertz or volts. Now, the average person that's in depression, their voltage is 5 to 10. 5. A high-level athlete, somebody who has a very spiritual connection with God, their energy voltage, the amount of energy that their body emits is 250 volts. The average Joe is 50. Somebody that's in deep depression is 5. So you are, your body is a voltage. You're like a battery, like it says in the Matrix. So if you are designed to be a voltage, and you are energy, you are a energy, a ball of energy. Your energy is sent out whether you know it or not. Every time you are in various situations, you have fear or you have faith. That sends out a high energy or low energy. For example, when you ever go somewhere, remember back in the days, if you're single right now, if you were single, remember when you would meet, when a man would meet a woman, or a woman would meet a man, and immediately, right away, as soon as y'all eyes met, you felt a connection with him or you felt a connection with her? Most people think that that is sexual energy, but it's not. It has nothing to do with the sexual energy. It has to do with your signature. It has to do with your chakra system. It has to do with your spiritual system. It has to do with your spiritual circuit or your heart chakra. That's what a soulmate is. You ever heard of the word soulmate? Well, a soulmate is somebody that activates your heart chakra. You meet somebody and your heart, some people say, skips a beat. And so you feel like you've known this person all your life and you just met them. So this is a feeling. This is a very intense feeling of knowing, not believing. You know this person, but you don't know how you know this person. That is what is called a soulmate, or a soulmate frequency, a chakra connection. Now, the reason why this is so important is because of, especially in the area of world consciousness and spiritual consciousness, during the evening show, again, we're talking about the metaphysics of eternal life. So how can you connect with eternal life if you know nothing about eternal life? So, well, I don't even know anything about eternal life. Really? But let me ask the question. Do you need to know anything about money to make money? Let me ask you another question. Do you need to know anything about physical fitness to be physically fit? So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. You know nothing. Nothing about physical fitness. Nothing about nutrition. You never read a book on nutrition. You know nothing about cellular nutrition or eating for your cells. Instead of eating for your cells, you eat for your taste buds. And so if it tastes good, you eat it. You have no idea if it has any nutritional value. You're only concerned with one thing, taste. 99% of the things that taste good not have no nutritional value. It's not good for you. And you're wondering why you're not in your best optimal nutritional dietary state because of your lack of knowledge. The Bible says people perish for lack of knowledge. So if Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly, if Jesus says that I have defeated death, he says death weighs your sting, grave weighs your victory. If Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly, it's important that you understand how to ascertain this life. That means you got to do the same thing that Jesus did. He's our elder brother. That means you got to change your energy signature. That's what Jesus did. So we live in a vibratory universe. We are vibratory beings. That's another word for energy. We live in an energy universe. We are energy beings. So we are energy beings with a consciousness, and we have knowledge. At least we're supposed to have some type of wisdom or knowledge. So the whole universe is energy. Everything is consciousness. Everything is based upon the immutable spiritual laws. We call it the Bible. We call it righteousness or right standing. So as we change our understanding of ourselves and the world around us, our spiritual energy increases or decreases. Let me say that again. Whatever you understand, you expect. Whatever you expect, you manifest. Spiritual law. Let me say that again. What is your spiritual signature? Since you don't have no understanding of it, you don't have it. According to the spiritual law, according to the word of God, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And so it's very important that we understand that word knowledge means gnosis. And so again, as we change our understanding, as our understanding expands, our consciousness expands, our wisdom expands. So expansion of consciousness helps us to see and to perceive the immutable laws of the universe. Let me say that again. That's just another way of saying understanding God. Remember, title of the how to spiritually connect with God? So how can you connect with God and you don't even know God? And the Bible says, how can you know God whom you've not seen? Or how can you love God who you have not seen, but you hate your brother who you see every day? So to know God is to love your brother. So love is how you connect with God. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. The Bible says God is love. It didn't say that God created love. It says God is love. So if I want to know God, if I want to be like God, if I want to vibrate like God, I need to oscillate and vibrate in love. So what does that mean? Love is an action word. Love is not a feeling. Love is not a thought. Love is an action. Love is something you do. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love does not seek its own. Love esteems others higher than itself. So if everything you are doing is for yourself, then I question whether or not you are spiritually conscious. Now, I'm doing this show right now, and I'm not, it's Block Talk. It's a free channel. Anybody can log in. I'm not making a dime off of this show. It's taking time away from my family, time away from I could be doing other things. I could be out working a job, making some money. But I chose, and I've been doing this for a long time. I've got 1,500 shows that's available here for free. I've invested a lot of energy, a lot of time into this for free. And you're wondering why I'm blessed. Because the Bible says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Because I don't give according to your standards, doesn't mean I'm not giving. Just because I don't give to your particular, you know, nonprofit or your particular, you know, organization does not mean I'm not giving. And so when you give, you receive. Your receiving is determined by your giving. If you want to receive more, give more. And so your spiritual signature or your energy is your entity, which is your emotional signature. So what is my emotional signature? Everybody who's ever met me know the same thing. Everybody that's listening to me right now, what is your opinion of me? When you hear the name Master Teacher 33, what do you think? What's the first thought that comes into your mind? The first thought that comes into your mind should be, is this is a guy that's compassionately teaching what he believes. Whether what he believes is right or wrong, that guy is compassionately teaching what he believes. He cares and he gives. Thought that should come into your mind. So if I was to say, like if I say Michael Jordan, what thought comes into your mind? To your mind? I think about basketball. If I say Tiger Woods, what thought comes into your mind? So if I was to say your mind or your name, what thought comes into my mind? You are designed and you are put on earth to be one of God's greatest quantum electrical computer processes or generators. You are the Ark of the Covenant. You don't go get one. You are it. You are an electrical capacitor for God. You are, according to the Bible, you are an ambassador. What is an ambassador? What is an ambassador? An ambassador is the representative of his country in a foreign land. An ambassador. The Bible says you are an ambassador of Christ. As an ambassador, you are on this country. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. You should vibrate on a different frequency than this world. The Bible says we're in this world, but we're not of this world. So why aren't we all vibrating on the different on the frequency of heaven instead of a frequency of earth or hell? The problem is we all have viruses. We all have a computer virus inside of our computer. What is it? Stinking thinking. So since your thinking stinks, your computer operates. It's operating. It doesn't operate on its optimal level. You know, I love wealthy people, Because wealthy people make decisions quickly. Poor people make conversations often. Let me say that again. You find somebody that's wealthy, they don't have time to talk. You ever notice that a wealthy person is always on schedule? You can call a wealthy man right now, and he's going to look at his Palm Pilot, or he's going to call his secretary, and then he's going to ask, is he scheduled in on my schedule? If you're not in the schedule, homie, he can't talk to you. She can't talk to you. Why? Time is money. They got a schedule, focus, discipline, and order. Call a poor man, ask him what he's doing. He's sitting at home playing video games eating Captain Crunch cereal. Why? Now he can talk all day. He can conversate because he ain't got nothing to do. He ain't got nowhere to go. He don't have purpose. He don't have an agenda. See, every cell in your body has a purpose. It has an order. It got something to do. The cell is part of the system that sends and receives the signals into the field that you call quantum physics or DNA. So you can reprogram your DNA, and you can broadcast a new signal to the universe anytime you want. This was discovered in 1985. The human cell is liquid crystal semiconductor. The word twice in Hindu means liquid crystal semiconductor. That's what we're talking about in our noonday or our evening show. So tonight at 7 p.m., if you're not already a paid member, please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make a $100 donation so you can join us tonight at 7 p.m. What you need to understand is that the old belief system was that the cell, the nucleus, was read-only, old system. The old system, again, was read-only, meant input. You could not affect your environment. You want to blow your cookies? Move to the country. If you're in the country, move to the city. Just do an experiment. Take your next vacation. If you live in a concrete jungle right now, you from a city, everywhere you look out, all you see is pavement and buildings. Move or go to the country for at least 2 weeks, preferably 21 days. It takes 21 days to change a habit. It takes another 21 days to change a habit into a lifestyle. It takes another 21 days to change a lifestyle into a destiny. Your environment creates you. I triple dare you to try the experiment. You want to really blow your cookies? If you're a poor man, go hang out with rich people. It blows my mind. I love talking to, and I'm not talking about rich for his money. Now, that rich people in mind usually are rich in physical assets. It's just an automatic flow. It's just automatically. Every Thursday, I used to talk to this good friend of mine, you know, and we should sit down and talk. And this individual, it's different than most of the people I hang around with are from my culture or my background. And now when I was stationed, when I lived in New Mexico, and I used to hang around, again, the three primary investors in my business were all Caucasian men. And we used to get together, and we used to go over the books, and we used to sit down, and you guys may not know the story. One of these gentlemen was a very, 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 very wealthy. He owned roofing companies in New Mexico, in California, and Nevada, multimillionaire. And I used to love, his name was Nick. I used to love sitting down and talking to Nick because Nick, another gentleman named was Craig, he had 100 different apartment complex in the New Mexico area. Another gentleman was named Lim. He was an immigrant from Mexico, came over here illegally. These three individuals changed my life. They were all multimillionaires. And when I used to talk to them, I used to sit down to them, and one guy, man, it just blew my mind because when they need money, they never think job. Their thoughts are totally different. Now, you go to the average person, and if they need money, they go get a job. Now, then they won't get a job, not at all, none whatsoever. But what I'm trying to express to you, expose to you, is to expand your consciousness because certain people, signature, the way that they think, their emotional state is different from yours. So if you want to change your emotional state, you got to go to, and you got to, if you want to be like blank, you got to go hang around blank. If you don't want to be like blank, don't hang around blank. So once you outgrow your current environment, you got to get outside of that box. Otherwise, you're going to stay in that environment. That's an old saying, a mind expanded, it can't go back. Once the mind is expanded, it can't shrink. It can't go back. Why? You've activated dormant brain cells. This is scientifically proven, by the way. Our world reflects our inner being, our core energy, our signature. Let me say that again. Look around, brother. Look around, sister. Look at your environment. Is your environment cluttered? Is your environment dirty? Is your environment broke? I mean, like things in your environment broke? Your environment is a reflection of your signature. This is your spiritual energy. As your spiritual energy increases and expands, guess what? Your environment gets cleaner. It gets more organized. It gets more focused. There's more discipline. There's more order. Why? God is a God of order. So the expansion of the consciousness helps you to see God. Let me say that again. The expansion of your energy signature, the whole universe, God is the universe, God is energy, he didn't create it, he is it. Consciousness, again, wisdom, these are all attributes of God. As we, again, understand God, we can expect God, we can manifest God. As we understand, we expect. As we expect, we manifest. And our world around us changes because now our bandwidth increases. Our spiritual energy increases. So the expansion of your spiritual energy helps you to see God's energy. Because why? God's laws are not like our laws. His ways are not like our ways. So we're in this world, but we should not operate according to this world. So the deeper understanding takes us closer to source, which is God. The more you understand God, the more you can expect God, the more you can manifest God. Why? Your belief system is a mirror. Moment by moment, we move in and out according to science. That's what quantum physics means. So your energy bandwidth is your own. Nobody has it. That's your spiritual signature. That's your spiritual significance. That's your spiritual sign. This spiritual sign, this spiritual significance, this spiritual signature is a reflection of every second, of every moment of your present mental condition. And it manifests in your world. And you draw to yourself circumstances and people that are on the same bandwidth. So look at your friends. Look at your environment. It's a reflection of your core signature. Through our thoughts, we send out into the universe, and corresponding frequencies comes back to us. So the energy signature, my brothers and sisters, you know the old saying, thoughts are things, thoughts are energy? It's very true. The universe, God, responds to the signal or the frequency that you send out. Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So energy, your signature, is either higher or lower. No frequency that is higher than yours will come into your frequency range. No frequency that is lower than yours will come into your frequency range. That's good, and that's bad. Your job is how do you create or change your frequency if it's not what you want. See, when we silence our mind, the what I call mind chatter, monkey chatter, fiery darts, the devil sending thoughts into your head, we allow God to come in. Why? The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. So it is in this, now this is scientifically proven. Again, when you sit in what some people call meditation, talking is, praying is what you're saying to God. Meditation, sitting in silence, is what God is saying to you. So the easiest way to change your energy signature is to eliminate fear, doubt, and unbelief. Every thought that comes into your brain that is not of God, you got to get rid of it. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says bring every thought into captivity. How do you get rid of it? How do you change your current energy signature? Never, ever remember bad things. Now, I just posted on my Facebook page today, scientifically proven. When you remember a negative event, it takes your body chemically back to that event, and it releases cortisone, and it releases, you know, different hormones inside of the body that matches that event. Let me say that again. when you remember a negative event, what happens when you remember a positive event? If you remember a positive event, it raises and it releases serotonin and melatonin. It releases the feel-good chemicals in the body. So if you want to think, do exactly what the Bible says. Think on these things, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are righteous, if there's any virtue, if there is any praise, think on these things. The Bible tells us what to think about. Because God knows you are an electrical being. He knows you're a vibrational being because he's an electrical. God is spirit. So are you. So God has given you spiritual tools to make you a spiritual powerhouse. But we are using worldly tools to try to be spiritual. It doesn't work. At least it doesn't work for me. I don't know about you, but it doesn't work for me. So when I do fleshly stuff, I get fleshly results. But when I do spiritual stuff, I get spiritual results. The strangest thing since sliced bread. I mean, it's simple. If you want to change your spiritual signature, you got to do something spiritual. You can't change your spiritual signature by doing physical stuff. So tomorrow we're going to continue with part two. Later on the day, we're going to break down the metaphysics of what we're talking about. This ties in exactly to what I've been saying during my evening show on how, again, to the metaphysics of eternal life. We've been talking about this on our evening show. So tomorrow I want to continue to break down a little further this frequency because, again, that's what you are. You're a frequency being. You're an energy being. You're a light being. That's what the Bible says. And so the cell membrane is the intelligence of the cell, not the nucleus, as once was taught. The membrane is the memory brain. The nucleus is the nuclei, is the nuclear energy, is the nuclear fusion. And so that is creating the nucleus, as we were breaking down, the cell of everybody, as I will scientifically prove, and I will biblically prove, according to John chapter 11, verse 9, the 12 strands of your DNA. That's in John, where the Bible says, if you don't activate these 12 strands, you will die. And I will use the science to show you. Now, I've already done the show I've already done the series, How to Activate Your 12-Strand DNA. If you haven't purchased it, again, I posted it on my website today. I'm offering it today only. Normally sells for $199. Today it's only $50. Anybody that do not have the metaphysics of the 12-strand DNA, how to activate the 12 strands of your DNA, according to John 11:9. I've done a 10-hour series. We're going to touch on it again later on tonight. But tomorrow we're going to break down the broadband width, how to basically expand your bandwidth so that way you can't – the enemy wants you to stay in your current box. He wants you to stay in prison. Prism, P-R-I-S-M, not P-R-I-S-O-N. He wants you to stay in his prism. God wants you to get out of this prism. So the devil plays with words. That's what he is. He's a master craftsman. He's the most cunning. And he uses frequency, waves of vibration. He uses linguistics. He's a linguistical God. He keeps you trapped. He has a spell on you from spell. That's why God brought in the good spell, the gospel, to replace the bad spell. The eval, the live spell. And so we have to break down because you must be mindful that you are able to process more information than you ever thought possible. So you can make more effective decisions when you are in a mental disposition that most athletes call the zone. You're Michael Jordan. Every great athlete talks about when they're in the zone. They make all their shots. They run faster. They can do a lot of different things when they are in the zone. What do they mean? That's their signature, their energy, their emotional state that is in harmony with their current mental disposition. Their head and their heart is on the same page. So tomorrow at 12 noon, we'll break that down a little further. Please join me tonight at 7 p.m. as we continue with the metaphysics of eternal life, and we break that down as well. My brothers and sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going nuts to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming.